Good afternoon. I'm Sharon Alseth with WFYI News. State police say five people arrested on charges related to a Terre Haute police officer's fatal shooting were inside the apartment building where the shooting occurred, but didn't tell officers the man they were looking for was inside and armed. Sergeant Joe Watt says the five individuals include the wife and brother of 33-year-old Sean Seeley, who allegedly shot Officer Brent Long. Seeley also died in the shootout in the building. Officer Long's funeral will be Monday. A candlelight vigil will be held tonight in Terre Haute. At Indiana Black Expo's summer celebration today, the health fair, a family fun zone, and the cultural arts pavilion, all at the convention center. And tonight, the Heritage Festival outdoor concert at American Legion Mall from 6 to 10 p.m. Southern Indiana authorities have removed five malnourished horses from a sweltering barn where the animals had been left without feed or water. Harrison County Sheriff's deputies, acting on orders from a state veterinarian, confiscated the ailing horses from a leased barn where the animal's owner had recently been evicted. The horses were turned over to an equine rescue organization. Police say a Southern Indiana woman tried to smuggle drugs to an inmate at the Jennings County Jail by hiding them in a Bible. 21-year-old Sarah Roseberry faces felony charges of dealing methamphetamine and trafficking with an inmate. Now she's in the jail on a $100,000 bond. The Columbus woman is accused of concealing meth and tobacco in a Bible that she left for a male friend. WFYI weather. This afternoon, mostly sunny with a high of 86. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 69. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 88. And sunny on Sunday with an isolated shower possible and a high near 90. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Alseth.